Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. I already got this figured out now. Hunter screwed it up before.
I'm not even in the studio. I'm still at my house. How can I screw it up?
That's exactly the problem, Hunter. If you were here to support me.
I know, to babysit you. That's a better word.
Anyway, it is the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter, welcome to it. All right. You got a shout out you want to give out real quick.
Our friend Trisha Treat, she texted me. She wanted to comment on that last break about Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
She asked, maybe you've seen this, Brock. Have you seen the Mike Tyson's Mysteries cartoon on Hulu? She says it's literally Mike Tyson.
No, I have not seen. Wait, is he a cartoon or is he real Mike Tyson?
I think he voices the cartoon.
Oh, really?
I think. That's kind of what I'm assuming. I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
That sounds fantastic. So Mike Tyson's Mystery Cartoon, that's what it's called.
Yeah, I think it's just called Mike Tyson Mysteries.
Oh, okay. And it's on the YouTubes?
No, on Hulu.
Oh, perfect. I got that. Okay, nice.
I have to check that out.
Hey, check it out, Mike Tyson. I'm a cartoon.
I don't know. That wasn't a
cartoon will knock us out.
Yeah, exactly. It could literally be a drawing of Mike Tyson. It could be a poorly drawn Mike Tyson, and it would still knock us the F out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right in the schnoz.
Dead. Anyway. Well, thanks for the recommendation, Trisha. We appreciate it. All right. We got to keep her moving here. It is time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. By the way, Specialite is hiring. They're growing their team. You can be a part of it with an amazing company that is constantly growing. Dude, they're killing it right now. So check them out, Specialite, Decatur, Benton Township. Your topic for today, what's your comfort movie? Your go-to comfort movie, all right?
Ooh,
maybe you don't know what to watch. Maybe you're feeling down or whatever. What's your go-to comfort movie? Do you have one, Hunter? I do.
And you know what? Today might be a good day for it. It's going to be kind of
crappy.
You know, might be a day for it.
Yeah.
I'm going to just kick it off with any John Candy movie. Any movie with John Candy in it, for some reason, man, it just makes me feel good after watching that movie.
I like that. So which now let's be a little more specific. What
specific? Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
I knew you were going to say that. Hunter references that movie at least twice
it's
a week,
great.
Three times a week. Yeah,
great, man.
Yeah, I like it.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's just those last scenes too, when you know they always pause with John Candy waving goodbye.
It's
a tear to my eye, man.
I miss you so damn much, John Candy. Good answer. I like that. Any John Candy movie? Fantastic. I am surprised you didn't say this one. For me, it doesn't matter if I can't find anything to watch. It doesn't matter if I'm having, if I put on Almost Heroes, I'm instantly in a better mood. That's one of those movies I have seen
100%.
1,000 times. All right. I know it annoyingly well back to front. Quote the whole thing, but if I put it on, I instantly feel better. Instantly.
Especially if you love Chris Farley. And who doesn't love Chris Farley? But so one of our buddies, I'm not going to call him out on the radio, but one of our buddies sat his girlfriend down the other day. Like, we're going to watch Almost Heroes. I think you're going to like it. And I guess at the end of the movie, she's like, it's all right. And it offended me. It offended me. I'm like, what?
He broke up with her, right? Because that's not.
I haven't heard from her in a while.
I hope not. I hope she's out of his life because he doesn't need that kind of negativity there. All right?
What do you mean you didn't like it? What did he like about
it? It's a cinematic classic. It's the last movie Chris Farley made. And you're going to say, are you serious? No, I love that movie. It always puts me at ease. We always have it in the camper and everything like that. It's fantastic.
This the scene where he drinks the whiskey bottle. Yeah. How about you get your own bottle and he slams it?
Hell, paid good money to see two of these do that in Louisville, but they were dressed as a king and queen in England. That's what it was. Yeah. Classic. Anyway, that is my comfort movie. I do have some other ones. I mean, there's I'll throw on Jeremiah Johnson or Dazed and Confused or Dances with Wolves.
Dazed and Confused.
Yep, that's another great one. That one, the only problem with it now is now it's almost, it makes me more sad because each year I watch it, each passing year, I get further and further away from high school, which is what that movie's about. So you watch it oh man, I remember cruising around, picking up chicks, drinking is great.
How about Sandlot? That's a good one, too.
That is another one. That is another good one, too. That's another good comfort movie that you
makes
can just
me
put
feel
on,
like a yeah. kid again,
yeah.
you know?
Exactly. Well, you are a toddler. What are you talking about? Yeah, you are
true.
A kid.
Come on, bro.
Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What is your go-to comfort movie? All right, we got your answers. When we come back. Stick around. It's the Plan B Morning Show.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX.
We all mad.
Everything that rocks.
Good morning.
Yeah, come on.
7:46, Brock Hunter.
Morning.
Good morning.
Yes. All right, let's keep it moving. Your topic of the day today, what is your go-to comfort movie? As always, brought to you by Special Light Decatur in Benton Township. And sometimes it's nice. You got a movie you go to, you know you can watch and be in a good mood and enjoy it. Yeah.
Wife runs downstairs right away. Little Rascals.
Little Rascals. The remake, right? The remake? Yeah, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. Dear Darla. That is a good one.
Nice.
We got some great answers on Facebook. What's your go-to comfort movie? Scott said Star Trek, every single Star Trek movie. That's good. That's a nice one. A little action in there, a little comedy. Brandon said Ready Player One is his comfort movie. He says, I don't know why I can watch it on repeat and not get tired of it. Good movie. Have you seen that one?
It's a great movie. Yeah, you know what's... fantastic, or right before I got those VR goggles, right? I was watching them come in the mail, and the day before I got them, I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna put on Ready Player One. I'm gonna get ready for these things. And you know what? It was a great idea. It got me prepped for those VR goggles.
Got you kind of ready for it. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Yeah, I like that movie. Let's see. Laura said Sweet Home Alabama, or It's Complicated. Good old chick flicks in there.
Oh, yeah. Some chick flicks.
Andy had a good
My
one.
Girl. My girl.
No, my girl is soul crushing. Are you kidding me?
It's true. It's soul crushing.
Like, yeah, great movie up until where he dies. Good God. Like, that's a kid's movie. Did anyone understand that? Like, my girl is a kid's movie. And he brutally dies from bee stings, saving the girl that he loves. Are you kidding?
You gotta teach him young, Brock.
They do My Girl too, and this hussy finds a new guy. What the hell?
Yeah.
It's brutal, man.
It's the 90s for you, man.
No, My Girl should not be on the comfort list. Like, every time. And you know it's coming, all right? You know it's coming. And then here you go.
Get the tissues.
Oh, God. Brutal. Damn you, My Girl. Making me Macaulay Culkin. He's just trying to help her.
He dies in the other movie, too, The Good Son. He's just like,
God, people just love murdering Macaulay Culkin. Except for
two guys tried to in two movies.
The Wet Bandits couldn't get him. That's right. Let's see. Andy said Happy Gilmore. Good call.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Linda said Ferris Bueller's Day Off. You know, the older I get, the more I realize that Ferris was a jerk. Like, he really just was. He was a jerk.
He's just skipping school, telling his buddy to skip school.
Taking his buddy's dad's nice car.
Ferrari.
And then he convinces his buddy to, you know, tell his dad that his dad's a jerk. And it's like, what? No, what are you doing? Ferris is a real jerk. It's a real jerk.
It's an expensive Ferrari, too.
Oh, Billy had a good one. His go-to comfort movie, Grandma's Boy. Fantastic.
Oh, nice.
Fantastic.
I love the DDR scene. He starts dancing on that thing. They do the little competition.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Schwarzen gets on it, rips it.
What does high score mean? Did I break it? What does high score mean? Yeah, great movie. Let's see. Josh said The Goonies. Still haven't seen it yet. I know I need to watch it. I'm sorry, Son of Sam.
You're never going to watch it. I just gave up trying to get you to watch that movie.
Blake said Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls, never disappoints. Awesome answer.
Fantastic.
Coming out with
a third one.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope it's as good as the other two. Dawn had a good one, her go-to comfort movie, Shawshank Redemption. The good news about that one is that it's on TV. It doesn't matter. You can flip on a TV, go three channels, up or down, Shawshank Redemption will be on. You'll find it.
I don't think I've seen it in its entirety. I've seen the whole movie.
Just never in one sitting. Never in one sitting. That's the tricky thing about Shawshank Redemption.
How long is that movie?
It's not terribly long. Maybe like 2 hours. It's a longer movie, but not like ridiculously long. Yeah, actually, believe it or not, Shawshank Redemption was only in theaters, and then it was never released on DVD or VHS. They only put it on TV.
TV.
And the only way to watch it is in segments, and you never watch it in the right order, ever.
ever.
I've done that before. I've gotten into Shawshank like halfway through, and then like they'll play it again. They'll have like a marathon. So you're like, all right, well, I got to watch the beginning now. And then you just watch it to the place where you saw it. Yeah.
I've only think I've seen Forrest Gump one time from in one sitting, you know?
Yeah.
I've seen that movie in segments my whole life.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Barry said It is his go-to comfort movie.
Oh,
all right.
Jesus,
you
dude.
Psycho. Barry's a psycho.
You know what? So I watched part two of the newer one. So they have, you know, one and two of the old Pennywise clown and then the newer ones with the kids and the adults. I don't know, man. I don't know. The older one does it for me. The newer one, I don't know. So not so much. Probably because I was a kid when I watched the older one.
Yeah.
And it terrifies me more.
I think
it brings me back to being a kid, you know?
Here's the thing with the older version. And it's the reasons that older clowns are creepier.
It's filmed creepier.
It's filmed creepier. And older clowns. Go back to the Bozo the Clown Show. All right. That was a show for kids. And that clown was effing terrifying. All right.
Terrifying.
The older the clown, like back in time, like the older the decade the clown was in, the creepier and scarier it is.
Scary, creepy.
Yeah.
Because the makeup was crappier.
Yeah.
Crappier the makeup,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I know they like the new It was Pennywise is kind of sexy. You know what I mean? Like you got kind of a sexy clown. Yeah. Hiya, Georgie. Anyway, that should not be your go-to comfort movie.
Bozo.
Yeah.
That weird Bozo haircut. God damn it. That clown is creepy, man.
Yeah. Super creepy. Super creepy. We'll end with Gath writes. He said, no movie comforts me after what I've seen except for Grease because when I get chills, they're multiplying. You know what, Chris? All right, this is a serious topic. I don't need you in here cracking your jokes, cracking wise.
Gathright's never serious, man.
Never. I don't think we've ever gotten a serious answer out of him.
It's fantastic.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more.